This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. We're continuing in the Sefer Shaina Halacha, Hilchos Tzitzis. Once we're on the topic, last week we discussed the history of Tzitzis. We mentioned that one of the reasons why HaKadosh Baruch Hu split the Yamsuf is Miminam Umismoilam in the Zchus of Atifas HaTzitzis. In the Zchus of Atifas HaTzitzis. Today's learning should be Leiloi Nishmas, Miro Bas Naftali, whose yard site is this evening. Okay, so it's interesting that if you look in Rashi, at the end of Parsha Shlach, when Rashi discusses the various details of the mitzvah of tzitzis, Rashi brings from his Rebbe, Reb Moshe Hadarshan, that why by tzitzis is it al kanfei bigdehem, on the corners of their garments, but knaf could also mean a wing, to remember va'esa eschem al kanfei nesharim. Okay? To recollect how Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. By the way, there were two miracles of va'esa eschem al kanfei nesharim. Miracle number one is when Hashem told Klal Yisrael time to go, all the Jews in Goshen immediately gathered in Ramses. That was the first miracle. The second miracle was that between Ramses and Sukkos is 120 mil, let's say 120 miles. How far is 120 miles? Lakewood, right? Now, how long does it take to get to Lakewood? Let's say 7 hours, right? So, and a miracle happened. They got to Sukkos in less than 18 minutes. So it was the second miracle of Eschem al Kanfei Nesharim. Now, why do we have four corners of tzitzis? Anybody know? Keneged arba lashonis of geula vaytzeis v'itzalti v'gaalti v'lakachti. Pesil techeles, the lashon of techeles is shikul b'chayres, the destruction of the b'chayres. And then Rashi drops the bombshell. Why do we have eight strings of tzitzis? Says Rashi, keneged the 8 days it took Klal Yisrael from the time they left Mitzrayim until they sang Shira. So the question is that it only took 7 days, so we should only have seven strings. But Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, can I get the 8 days that it took them from the time they left Mitzrayim until they sang Shira? What's Rashi talking about? What is Rashi talking about? Says the Maharal in the Gur Aryeh that when did Klal Yisrael leave Mitzrayim? They left Mitzrayim when... not when they physically left. They left Mitzrayim when the angel of Mitzrayim fell. When did the angel of Mitzrayim fall? Erev Pesach. Yeah? That's when they shechted the Karm Pesach and the heavenly force of Egypt fell. So therefore, it's considered, we count from then, not from the actual Yitziah, but from when their power was destroyed. Okay? So that's an interesting halacha. Fine. Next. Now we come to something amazing. We were talking about checking tzitzis. One should check their tzitzis daily. Okay? One should check their tzitzis daily. Yeah, you know how to check tzitzis? What are you checking for? You're checking that all your strings are intact. That's the ikar checking. You need to check every single day. Why? Because of the bracha. Not because if they're pasul, you'd be wearing a beged of dalet kamfas without tzitzis. Because if that would be the only reason, we would rely on chazaka. And we could assume it was kosher yesterday, we could assume it's kosher today. However, we're checking it because of the chumrah of a bracha levatala. So every day, every time you make a bracha, you need to check your tzitzis. So it comes out very interesting. You should preferably also check by the hole. Okay? You're obligated to check the strings, you should preferably check the hole. Now the ikar reason to check is again for the bracha, which means that yesterday, last week we learned the chiddush. Many people seemingly were not aware of this. You do not make a bracha on a talis katan. You know that? When you get married, you're a big boy, and you walk down the chuppah, and you said to your wife, "Hare at mikudesh asli." So now you have added responsibilities. You have carpool. You have to take care of your wife. You got to support her. But Hashem made it easy for you. You don't have to make a bracha on the talis katan. So you say, that doesn't seem like a fair trade-off. You know, I haven't... But okay, you take what you could get. That's the only way your life has become easier. That you don't make a bracha on the talis katan. And now, once you don't make a bracha on the talis katan, then you're not mechuyev to check your talis katan because you're not making a bracha anymore. Yeah? What? You want to know a yaki who wears the kid wears a talis? Does he make a talis katan? I have no idea. I can't answer for those people. No. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Now, it is still better to check your talis katan. It is still better to check your talis katan. So now we're up to, now, again, the ikar checking is the strings. It's also good to check the hole. What if, by checking, you're going to lose out on tefillah b'tzibur? Why? Because tefillah b'tzibur means to start Shemoneh Esrei with the tzibur. So if you check, I'm going to be delayed that amount of time to start with the chazan. Look in Sivkat and Yud Gimel. Im al yidei habedika yisbatel mitfilah b'tzibur. If by checking, you're going to lose out on tefillah b'tzibur, oisha karu lalois l'tayra. Well, let's say they call you up for an aliyah, and you don't have time to check on your way up. Yachal lilbosh talis b'loy b'dika. You're allowed to wear your talis without checking it. As long as you know it was good yesterday. Nevertheless, you should quickly look it over as much as possible. Now, we're going to see. If you borrow a talis from someone, okay, to get an aliyah, where the minhag is not to make a bracha, you don't have to check. But that's a borrowed talis. L'sif yudadim, sha'al talis, me'ach, if you borrow a talis from someone, la'lois l'toira, not you borrowing a talis v'mekayim the mitzvah. If you're borrowing the talis v'mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis, it's yours, then you have to check it. But if you're borrowing it just to get an aliyah, you don't have to. Where the minug is not to make a bracha, in tzach l'bad klikal, you don't have to check it. However, you know that taking a talis from the tzibor is much more problematic. Why? Because you're a member of the tzibor. If you're a member of the tzibor, you have a chelik in it, so it's yours. So then you have to make a bracha. If you have to make a bracha, you got to check it. So whenever, if you're running to get an aliyah, and you don't plan on checking it, it's better to borrow some other guy's talis than to take the talis in the thing. So you say, I don't pay membership here. Pal, you owe it. You owe the money. Whether you pay or not, you owe it. You daven here, you owe the money. And furthermore, even if you don't pay, the kavana of the tzibur is that they are giving a chelek to all the people who daven here, even if you don't pay. So it's always more problematic to borrow the talis of the tzibur. So if you're going to borrow, let's say you're going to get up to daven mincha for the amud on Shabbos, you need to check the talis and make a bracha. Or you could. Now, this is a problem in Ashkenaz shuls. In Sfarad shuls, they don't put on talisim. They're not into putting on talis. By Ashkenaz, if you pass the thing of tissues to the guy next to you, you got to put on a talis. Every guy has to. In Nusach Ashkenaz, if you do a psicha, you have to put on a talis. If you do a hagba, you have to put on a talis. You do a glila, you have to put on a talis. You daven mincha, you put on a talis. You daven marav, you put on a talis. That's minhag Ashkenaz.
What if somebody job is to check the talisim, so it has a chazaka that it's checked on a regular basis?
There's no person who has such a job. You want to know? That's okay. You want the job? you're gainfully employed. No, you have a good job. And I don't think it's going to pay that well. You want, if there's like a shamish in the shul and you check? Yeah. For sure, right? But it becomes an issue when you just grab a talis for kavod hatzibur. If it's someone else's talis, he's not giving it to you to mekayim the mitzvah, you don't have to check it. When you take the tzibur's talis, it's yours. So you really should check it and make a bracha. That's why it's much more convenient not to have to put on a talis for everything, you know? You're davening marav. But, okay. Now, Mi shalakach talis shel kahal lalo isatara. Someone who takes the talis of the tzibur to go up to the Torah. I lidroish by kaidam en hashmashas. Or, by the way, nosach Ashkenaz, if you give a drasha, you have to wear a talis. Shabbos hagado, Shabbos shuva. Tzarech lebadka, you have to check it. Va'afilu lavshay b'loy bracha, And even if you're going to wear it without making a bracha, you also should check it. Because you're being mekayim a mitzvah, because it's your talis. You see, if you borrow someone's talis, he's not giving it to you for a mitzvah. So you're not being mevatel, if it's pasul, you're not being mevatel from a mitzvah, because you're not wearing it for a mitzvah. So if, let's say on a Shabbos, you're grabbing the talis of the tzibur, I'm not saying this is the practice, but it seems like the ideal situation is that you should check it and make a bracha. Now, we're going to get personal. What bracha do you make on your talis? Say, what are the options? Do you say, l'satef b'tzitzis or b'tzitzis? Does anybody want to offer what they do? What?
I say ba.
You say ba? What do you say?
Ba.
Ba? Who says that they're not sure what they say? Or it depends on the siddur, or it depends on the day. Umevarech lehesatef be tzitzis b'shva tachas abeit. You should say be. You should say be. The Mishnah Berurah on the bottom in the Shaar HaTzion says Roiv Achronim. Most Achronim say Be. Everyone check your siddurs. Let's see what the siddur says. We're going to check three siddurim. One thing is, the Mishnah Berurah says bih. Okay, that's the starting point. And he says, roi v'achroinim say bih. Which siddur? The art scroll interlinear, Ashkenaz says bih.
Ba.
Ba. The regular art scroll Ashkenaz, Tferesvi says ba. And on the bottom it says, nusach achar bih. Now, I don't hold to that. Because it also says Masher Rechamard Hageshem, and Nusach Achar, it says Hagoshem. It's Hagoshem. You say Hagoshem. That's the right way to say it. Hagoshem. Masher Rechamard Hagoshem. That's Rav Moshe Paskins and Rav Yosha Paskins. Masher Baruch Morid Hagoshem.
Nusachari Betzitzit.
What?
Nusachari Betzitzit.
Bih? There you go. The Arizal says Bih. In the Siddur Masik Midrash, Ashkenaz, it says, ba. So the first thing is, what difference does it make? What does it make a difference in meaning, whether you say bi or ba? What's the difference? Bi means tzitzis, any tzitzis, the tzitzis I have. Ba means, let's say, bi hat in the tzitzis. The specific designated tzitzis. You say, what's the difference? Comes in the Piskei Tshuvos, he brings the Levush, says, what does patach mean? Patach means davar hapashot, mevurar, nikar. Ba means the special tzitzis that has tcheles in it. And therefore, Bizman said that we don't have tcheles. If you say ba, it's a bracha sheker. And therefore, you have to say bi. That's the lush. Because ba means the special tzitzis. Tzitzis with tcheles. We don't have tcheles. The Bach disagrees. The Bach says you need to say ba. Why? To remind yourself that the Iker Mitzvah of Tzitzis has Tcheles. Because by doing so, it will remind you of all the 613 Mitzvahs. Also, Al Pi Diktuk, the Bach says, it's better Ba. The Levush says, no, Al Pi Diktuk, it's Bi. The Malbim and the Arzai Sachayim is Marach, that Al Pi Diktuk, it's Ba. We say, Leishev, basukah, not besukah. Lamaisa, the Mishnah Berurah says, Roiv achroinim say be. But many ask on the Mishnah Berurah because many achroinim say ba. Should I tell you who says ba? In the Siddur Ari, it says ba. Even though Rav Ari Leib said in the Siddur Ari, it says be. The Siddur Hashla, it says ba. The Siddur Hagra, it says ba. The Siddur of the Yavitz, it says ba. The Arts of Sechayim, the Malbim says ba. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says ba. The Aruch HaShulchan says ba. The Chazoinish said ba. The Rav Sternbuch said, the Gdolim said ba, and you now have to switch. But the Mishnah Berurah says, Roiv Achroinim say be. What do? When I remember that the Mishnah Berurah says be, I say be. The thing is, it gets very confusing because every single Siddur has ba. But it's interesting. Many Sfardim are makbid gomor on bi. The Chidah says bi. Ben Eshchai bi. Kafachayim bi. And the Shulchan Aruch Harav, yeah? Even the Shulchan Aruch Harav, even though, listen to this. In the Siddur, in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, he says ba. But in the Siddur of the Shulchan Aruch Harav, he says be. So I have the following shaila. What's the reason that the Mishnah Berurah says we should say be? Because ba implies the special tzitzis of tcheles, and we don't wear tcheles. So my shaila is, what about people who wear tcheles? L'chara, they have to say ba. So I called up Rabbi Arya Leibowitz last night, and I asked him, what do people who wear tcheles say? Are they makbid to say ba? He told me he's going to ask Rav Herschel Schechter. So I got a message this morning, he asked Rav Shai Schechter, and Rav Shai said that Rav Herschel Schechter says ba. But I don't wear tcheles. And whether you're allowed to wear tcheles, nobody asked me during this year, so we're not going to discuss it right now. But I don't wear tcheles, and I say be. But once we're on the subject of tcheles, I want to share with you a few important kavanas to have when you put on tzitzis. Number one, you need to have kavana that you're being mekayim in the midst of tzitzis. Right? We said that. We learned that. The Bir Halacha has a chiddush. If you don't think that you're mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis, then you might not get the mitzvah of tzitzis, then you're wearing a four-cornered garment without tzitzis on. You hear this chiddush? Okay, that's kavana number one. Kavana number two. Once you mechavein to that they're wearing tzitzis in order to remember the 613 mitzvahs. Okay? Kavana number three. When you put on your talis, you should have in mind that the bracha of lehasatev is patering your talis katan. Because you're not making bracha on the talis katan. But lechachila, you should have in mind when you make a bracha on the talis, that it's covering your talis katan. Okay?
If you put on a new baguette, let's say you have Shabbos,
then you have to make another bracha.
You can't patter it.
The talis is not going to patter it. It's too much of a hefsek. But you hear this? L'chadchila, when you put on your talis, you should think it's covering your talis katan. Next, for those who don't wear tcheles, I think we have a very big tcheles representation in the shul now. But for those who don't wear tcheles, Rabbi Yonah Sinaibishitz writes, when you put on tzitzis, you should think, I wish I had tcheles. Then you get tzchar k'ilu you wore tcheles. So now if you say ba and you hold like the bach, then you could think when you say ba to remember the mitzvah of tcheles. Okay? You hear this? You should be mechavein, I wish I had tcheles. Then you're better than the guy who actually does wear tcheles. Because the guy who actually does wear tcheles, he's only wearing it. But you're wishing you could wear it, and Hashem is giving you the mitzvah, and that's better than actually doing it. Fifth kavana from the Arizal. When you should look at your tzitzis, and say, even though we don't have tcheles uzman hazeh, the shefa of tcheles is still there. The Arizal says you should think, you're mechavein, it's as if I have tcheles. Okay. Lamaisa, there are different opinions on whether you say bit or ba. What it depends on is the meaning of the word. The Mishnah Berurah says, Roiv achroinim say bit. Sif yud zayin.
What's the verdict?
If you're a Mishnah Berurah guy, I'm a Mishnah Berurah man. Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, whatever it says in the Mishnah Berurah, it's as if it emanated from the Lishkas HaGazas. Reb Chaim Kanievsky said, the Mechaber, the Magen Avram, and the Gra, and the Mishnah Berurah, it's like it came from the Lishkas HaGazas. So the Mishnah Berurah says, bit. Okay, Sif Yud Zayin. Im Shnayim Oishloisha Misa'atfim B'Taliseim Ka'achas. Now listen to this. Two or three people putting on a talis at the same time. Yeah, you come into shul, and let's say we're all putting on talis at the same time. Should we each make our own bracha, or should one guy make the bracha and be mitzi everyone? What do you say?
Right on.
Avada, one person makes the bracha.
You say ba?
You want to know, if you're a ba guy, and the other guy is a big guy.
That's a good question, actually.
Because it's mine. Let's say a few people are putting on two at the same time. Mitzvah, the best thing to do is she'echad yivarach lahoitzi l'kulam. One person should be mivarach to be mitzi everyone. Va'acherim yanu amen. Provided that, v'davka mis'atfim b'tach k'dei dibor l'vrachasai, as long as they're mis'atif, within tach k'dei dibor of the bracha. Avaloi nohag ukein, that's not the minhag.
Yeah, I've never seen
it. It's not the minhag. Now, you have to know, why is it not the minhag? A, maybe people don't know the halacha, but B, in order to be mitzi someone in a bracha, the person making the bracha has to be mechavin to be mitzi them, and the person listening to the bracha has to have kavana to be yoytze. So, it's always better for one person to make the bracha and everyone be yoytze. For example, Kiddush, Friday night. Let's say your kid said, I want to make Kiddush. Say, no, you can't make Kiddush. I want to. No, you can't. So, if it's going to become a major issue, so you say yes, the same way you let him do other dangerous things against your best interest. You could let him make make Kiddush. It's not halachically correct. What about Lel Seder? Also, Me'ikar Adin, one person makes Kiddush. Baroi V'am Hadras Malach. The issue is like this. So why by Berchas HaMazon does everybody bench? Why doesn't just one person bench and be mitzi everyone? The Mishnah Berurah says, L'chadchila, one person should bench and be mitzi everyone. The only thing is, in order to be yoytze, you need to be being mechavein the whole time. It's too long. So you say, if it's too long, so then everyone should lay in Megillas Esther themselves. So Mishnah Berurah says, since it's chavivi, since Megillas Esther is beloved, you could be mechavein. But benching is not as beloved as Megillas Esther. It's too long. If the listener feels that Kiddush is too long to be mechavein to every word, then it is better for him to make his own Kiddush. Yeah? So that's what it's dependent on. He could be mitzi son even if they're as long as the listener is mechavin to be yoytze and the one making the kiddush is mechavin lahoytzi. But if let's say Shimon is mesatef after kedei dibor of the brach of his friend ein lahoytziyoy, you can't be mitzim. How long is kedei dibor? The amount of time it takes to say Shama Lechem, Rabbi Umari. One more. Sif Kadon Yurches. Mi she'enoy mesatef klal. Let's say a guy is not rapping at all. Oishikvar birech. Or he already made a bracha. Lo yivarch lahoitzi chaveri. Should not make a bracha to be mitzi his friend. Elam kein chaveroi enoi baki lavarch ba'atzmai. Unless his friend is not a baki to make the bracha himself. So in other words, if I already did the mitzvah, I can't just make the bracha to be mitzi you unless you don't know how to make the bracha. V'di'eved yatsa, afilu baki, b'di'eved, you could be mitzi even a baki, v'afilu loy ana amen, even if he didn't answer amen. Okay, Rabbi Yisai, we'll hold it over here. Shkayach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.